back there on the yard.
It also keeps chickens out because they can't get a footing.
Well, if you cut them about 4 foot, them rascals fly over.
They just fly.
Yes, sir. They fly over.
Well, that wouldn't work then. About how many posts would you use in a garden?
Well, if just according to what size garden you make.
How often would you have to?
Well, that way we always put them up every 8 foot post round. Run about between 40 and 50 posts. You know, a nice size garden for a nice size family. See, my mother and my father, well, we lost 3 brothers, but my mother's a mother of 10 boys.
10 boys?
10 boys. They took a pretty good sized garden.
Good garden. If they're all as big as you are, why, I imagine they could eat pretty well, too.
Well, all of them about my size. Well, I've got a brother a little larger than I am. Then the rest of them just a little smaller, a little smaller, a little bit smaller.
Yeah. you tell me about different kinds of land that you have. Something about clearing land and what you find in different kinds of ground.
Well, when I used to clear land, we'd always cut trees down, pile of brush, burn it, pick up chunks, and we go to break that land. We called it a new ground plow with a cutter on the front of it. And the wing and the point was made all together. Mm-hmm. We turn that new ground over with a plow like that.
And would you? How deep would you cut?
Oh, about 3.5 inches deep.
Would that? Would you keep the furrows in there, or how would you?
Well, you plow one fur. You know, you turn one fur like that. Then when you made your round, you'd have your first fur throwed back. Then the other mule would walk in this fur that you throwed back. Oh, the other mule would walk up on the ground. It wasn't turned.
Mm-hmm. And how would you smooth that off then?
Well, back then we had old mule discs. We'd take and cut it with that old mule disc.
Sharp round?
Yes, there's a round, sharp blade, I call it, back then. Then you cut that all up. Then we had no wooden har made out of wood with iron teeth. Drill a hole in that wood and dry them iron teeth through that hole and drag it with that. Mm-hmm. What's so called an old wooden hop.
I see. You cut the big chunks with the disc.
Yes, sir.
And then you just smooth.
Yes.
I see. Would you tell me some more about, suppose you cleared some bottom land, how would you go about that?
Well, you get in bottom land, why? You just go down there and, as I said, take an old chopping axe and an old cross-cut saw. That saw two of you, one on each hand. You'd saw it down even the ground and start clearing. Back then. Now you don't. You can't even find a cross-cut saw in this country now.
How about bottom land? If I understand, it's pretty close to water. Right.
Well, it's not exactly any closer to the water than hill land is,